Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What does the confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh say to America, and what does the future hold? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we've all witnessed, read, or heard about this process of confirmation regarding Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We've seen the allegations against him. We've seen statements that have been made in the media, or even written statements under penalty of perjury that simply have lots of holes in them when you look at further investigation. We've seen individuals in the Senate Democratic leadership say within 23 minutes of the announcement of Judge Brett Kavanaugh that they will do everything in their power to stop the nomination. But shouldn't there be some kind of restraint, some kind of decorum with regards to this issue? What does this say to America? Ashley Kavanaugh, during this process, asked her friends and many people around the country, including us here at Liberty Counsel, was asked to pray Psalm 40 over the family. And Psalm 40 is a powerful psalm. I encourage you to read it. Verse 1, I won't read the whole thing, but I encourage you after this program to read Psalm 40. And not just for the Kavanaugh family, but for all of our leaders and all of those people who are qualified to lead, but may have second thoughts about whether they want to put themselves through this kind of vicious process. It says in verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. And it goes on, it's a powerful psalm. No wonder why Ashley, Matt, asked the people around her friends, and now it's gone around the country, to read this psalm as a prayer over the family. Frankly, this ought to be a prayer over the entire nation as well.
It should. The nation is in disarray right now, and frankly, it's because of these, just there's no other word for it, just disgusting tactics and attacks and unfounded and uncorroborated allegations. And we saw Judge Kavanaugh during his testimony react as I think any innocent man would react, with righteous anger and hurt. And you saw the pain. But to me, a couple things that just choked me to the core were seeing Ashley Kavanaugh kind of over his shoulder crying. And then when Judge Kavanaugh broke down, when referring to his young daughter, who said, Daddy, you know, basically, shouldn't we be praying for Dr. Ford? Don't we need to be praying for her? You know, just showing that young innocence, that Christian spirit, in praying for people who seek to destroy us. But the Psalms, there's so much comfort that can be found in the Psalms, and prayer is so powerful, and praying the Psalms is such an effective and powerful tool.
You know, I agree, Matt. I love the Psalms. It's always where I go to, because David, who wrote many of them, just pours out his heart in these, you know, and he went through many trials throughout his life, but he always, you know, in the end, kept his eyes on the Lord. And in the Psalm 40, he says, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. And you think about the incredible love of God. Even those who do evil, he has love toward them. And the enemy prowls upon this earth, and you see the destruction that he tries to cause, even among believers. And it's just tragic. But we as Christians do need to pray, not only for this family, but for our leaders, as you said earlier.
You know, and I saw a cartoon that was published by an Illinois newspaper.
No.
And it showed the little daughter kneeling down at bed praying for her angry, drunken father who sexually abused Mrs. Ford. I mean, that is a mockery of the family. It's a mockery of these children to bring the children in like that.
Yeah.
And it's a mockery of God.
Yes.
It really unmasks the face of evil, and you just begin to see a little glimpse of it. Oftentimes, evil masquerades as something rational, something pleasant, something that just has a different viewpoint. This is not just a different viewpoint. This is pure evil that is being directed toward an individual because, and the family of that individual. You know, really, over the issue of abortion. I mean, this country, since 1973, has been complicit with the deaths of over 60 million innocent children.
3,000 a day.
And that's really the battle that you see happening here.
Right.
That is what they see that would ultimately change in this country with a justice on the Supreme Court that respects the rule of law.
It's life or
death. They will stop at nothing to, I mean, if you're willing to take the life of a child brutally, then you will not stop at taking the reputation of an entire family, of an entire country.
And we saw that with Judge Kavanaugh, and I was moved when he, a powerful quoting, we're talking about the power in the Word of God and Scripture when he paraphrased Hosea 8:7, admonishing these Senate Democrats who are on a seek and destroy mission, which is what he also said. You're supposed to engage in advise and consent, but instead you are engaging in seek and destroy. He said, quote Hosea, they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what they're doing. They are creating a whirlwind of destruction in our nation, and not only on his family, but on our entire nation.
And, you know, later in the Psalm 40, it says, make haste, O Lord, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to destroy it. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. And I think that just nails it on the head, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, so when you read this psalm, it's really powerful.
It's powerful.
It praises God.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I delight to do your will. Your law is hidden in my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, and I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart fails. But be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. I mean, this is a powerful psalm. No wonder why Ashley asked for this psalm to be prayed over the family. It shows the frailty of individuals. It shows that God is in control, and it's pleading to God to ultimately intervene and provide solace and comfort. So much we need to do for the family, because this has long-term consequences.
Absolutely.
It's not just a confirmation process and it's over, but it has long-term consequences for that family, for these children, for the community in which the Kavanaughs live and work, for the young girls and the teams that he coached. In fact, one of the newspapers even said he shouldn't be allowed to coach any more because he's a pedophile. I mean, where did that come from?
It was in the New York Times.
Yeah, they just make this stuff up. And here's the bigger picture. This is more than about Brett Kavanaugh. It's not about Brett Kavanaugh, frankly,
right,
or his family. It's about this divide over the issue of life and death.
Life and death and light and dark.
Light and dark.
It's all about killing babies.
And anybody who's going
spiritual
to stand
battle
up for what's right, be prepared for this kind of onslaught. Don't get intimidated. Now, I know some people may say, I'm not going to run for office because they're going to make up things about me. They're going to destroy my family. Well, you know, if God is calling you to do something, stand in the gap, no matter what the consequences are.
I mean, look at Kim Davis and what she went through.
And look
how
what
God
she went through.
Her.
And she didn't go out and pick a fight.
Right.
But she was not going to bend or budge or compromise when that fight came knocking at her door. And like Kim Davis said, it's not a matter of if something like this is going to come to your door. It's a matter of when. So be prepared. In fact, Holly, that's a good reminder. The book Kim Davis It's called Under God's Authority. I encourage you to read it because it's a story about a woman who was radically transformed by Jesus Christ, whose broken life was put back together, who would not compromise against her Lord. And because of her stand, incredible things transpired. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and order the book Under God's Authority, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.